Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. In the Psalms, in chapter 98, the psalmist writes these beautiful words, "Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds. His right hand has won a mighty victory. His holy arm has shown his saving power. The Lord has announced his victory and has revealed his righteousness to every nation. He has remembered his promise to love and be faithful." I love that text. I love the fact that every morning, God, who never slumbers or sleeps, is awaiting on us to awaken and join him in his work. Henry Blackaby, who wrote the most wonderful Bible study, Experiencing God, had this wonderful statement that as believers, our job is to see where God is at work and rush to join him in it. I love that when I read Psalm 98, I can sing a new song to the Lord because he does indeed complete all things. So let's join the Lord in prayer in this time. Would you join me? God, today we ask you, knowing that you are the victor and knowing that you have done all those things that are wonderful in our life, God, would you step into our life today and would you fight the battles before us? Would you go before us and make our crooked path straight? And would you do that work, knowing that it'll be for our good and your glory? And we want to trust you in all of that today. And now, my friend, complete this time of prayer by saying to the Lord, "Lord, today I'm grateful for," and then you finish that sentence. And now I invite you to answer one question and just speak it out loud to the Lord. "Lord, I believe you're speaking into my life through those verses, the following," and then you finish that thought. And now, friend, let's prepare for the most beautiful part of prayer, when we hush and we get still and we prepare ourselves to listen to the voice of God as he gives us peace, power, and direction in our lives. I'm going to mind the time, and I'll be back in a couple of moments. You be still and begin to train your ears, your head, and your heart to hear from him. Well, it's always a wonderful thing to be with the Lord and to listen to him. Listen to the rest of Psalm 98, beginning in about verse 3. "He has remembered his promise to love and be faithful. The ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break out in praise and sing for joy. Sing your praise to the Lord with the harp and with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of ram's horns. Make a joyful symphony before the Lord the King. Friend, listen, the Lord the King is all we need. Let your life be saturated with His presence on this day. God bless you. I'll see you back tomorrow on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.